Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome to Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness here in the Imperial Valley. Coming to you on a weekly basis, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services for over 14 years. And we just are going to keep saying that until it's like 83 years, because, you know, at some point you get like a little bit touchy about, you know, how old you are, and you don't want to like go there. But I'm so glad you're listening. It's really important. We bring wellness radio that affects the community in a lot of different ways, and you've got an important job today. We have a guest, and this guest is an expert, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about stuff, and he knows this stuff really well. Your job is to listen to the show today, now that you've tuned in, and to wonder about who might benefit from hearing this show. This is such a critical aspect of this, because the show goes out at random, but then you, the listener, make it happen for our community. The way you make it happen is you listen and you say, hey, you know what, this person, that person, T.O. Charlie, my cousin Fred, neighbor Sally, needs to hear this show because they're kind of going through something like this. Maybe my school administrator needs to hear this show. And so what you do is you go to KXORadio.com and you click on Let's Talk About It, and you click on the podcast version of the show, which comes on 2-3 weeks usually after the show is actually broadcast. And you click on that link, and then you copy that link, and then you share it wherever you want. And so your determination on who needs to hear the show is a critical part of getting the show out into people's hands who might benefit. Now, William's here doing the work today. I'm here doing the work today so that people benefit. We're trying to lower the amount of suffering, have kids have really great futures in our community. And so if you do your job by sharing it, using social media, using texting, using whatever you want to use to get that link into the hands of the people who could benefit from it, then you've done your part for the community, even more so in some respects than William and I, because we could be talking into space, right? And we'd be saying brilliant things, but no, if nobody hears it, doesn't matter. So your job's very important to us, and we thank you for tuning in, and we thank you for listening this week and every week, and we're going to charge forward and try and give you the best information for the younger kids in our community. So our guest today is William Murguia. He is a mental health rehabilitation specialist.
Yes. Stationed at Calexico Vista Sense.
Right.
So, yeah. So I've been doing the job for a few years. I mean, I've been within the
few,
department.
Like a year and a half? Or
no, I've actually been in the department for 11 years.
Wow.
So I did get my start at Calexico Vista Sense, actually, extra help position as a child development counselor. And little by little, I went on to, you know, getting that promotion and, you know, working very hard, of course, to get there. But yeah, for sure. So right now I'm stationed at Calexico Vista Sense, which is, you know, what we're here to talk about and talk about the how we're reinforcing the positive behavior intervention support, which is we call the PBIS.
So let's take a step back from that, and we'll get there. But let's talk about Vista Sense Children's Socialization Program. What is that program for, and who is it for, and why would a child go out of regular school mm-hmm. and go into this specialized program?
Okay, so basically, you know, Vista Sense, it's a socialization program which is designed to assist children whose capacity to function at home, school, and the community has been impaired by emotional and behavioral problems. This program has always encouraged the growth and social and coping skills in a structured setting without removing the child from the family and the community. Main part of the strategies is catching the child being good. That's the main focus.
Yeah.
So like we try to reinforce all these interventions to assist the client at home, school, and of course in the community.
Yeah.
How do we do that? Well, you know, we have different activities, structured activities. We reinforce, you know, the positive behaviors. We teach them. We model for them. You know, we have a lesson called the anger management control, and also we reinforce the pro-social skills by, you know, reinforcing socialization skills, so they get to model, we get to, you know, teach them and role play with them how to behave at a school setting, home setting, and out in the community.
So this is a mental health program, right?
Yes, mental health program.
So usually when we think of kids who are impaired, who are struggling with their behavior, we think of kids that are acting out. It includes kids who are acting out, right? Like tantruming kids or angry, reactive kids.
Yes, for sure. I mean, kids that are, you know, trying their best, but are not able to sustain their self-control. So they need that little push to, like, kind of redirect them in the right path, kind of, you know, let them know how they can manage themselves, control themselves.
Right.
You know, we teach them skills such as breathing techniques, PMR, which is the muscle relaxation intervention. They'll squeeze their hands slightly, and then they'll open them slowly.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.